Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe. This is what I've been having problems with, y'all.
Hello. This is music producer and audio engineer John Krause, and I have a mad obsession for making studio recordings. I love mixing, producing, composing, adding guitar tracks, or just sipping coffee while you do most of the work. And remember, as the late great Billy Shakespeare once said, if music be the food of love, play on. Hi, this is John.
Hey, this is Steve Coughlin from Steve Coughlin with Probable Cause. We are loyal listeners and proud sponsors of the Paid Drivers Show. Check it out.
Hi there, this is Tammany Dove inviting you to the 2019 International Singer-Songwriters Association Awards Show to be held in Atlanta, Georgia on Saturday, August the 3rd. This event will be open to the public and features some of the most talented singer-songwriters from all over the world. Join us for this red carpet event and after party. Find out more and reserve your ticket at www.issasongwriters.com. Hope to see you there.
Hey y'all, this is Danny Kinsey, and you're listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.
A whole lot of trouble. The news today ain't nothing you wanna hear. The nervous people, everybody's living in fear. You know it's just a matter of time till something happens and people get out of line. There's gonna be trouble, a whole lot of trouble. Now look at here. Now trouble comes
in all kind of ways. Sometimes you're gonna have those kind of days. It doesn't matter what you say or do, or when trouble comes knocking for me and you.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Paige Roberts Show. It is Thursday, April 4th, 2019. Rolling on into April. Wow, this year, it's going. So, anyway, let's see what kind of announcements I have. We will be June the 9th at Vegas Studio here in Athens, Georgia, doing a live show with Chrissy Isabel, the Paige Roberts Show is, and on July the 7th, we're doing another live show at Vega with singer-songwriter Jody DeMarco. He is out of Hartwell, Georgia. Yeah, those should be good. I think that's all. Let's see, Steve Kaufman with Probable Cause will be with me on April the 12th doing another show as well. And coming up Monday, we'll be out of here Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Be back here Monday with Kim. I'm going to see how I pronounce your last name, Kondrashoff, or Kondrashoff, I think that's how you pronounce it. Let's see. I have to look. Kondrashoff. That's how you pronounce Kim. We are always 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, but now Monday with Kim, we may be on our new network. I'm fixing to come off of Blog Talk Radio, so be watching out there on Facebook. I don't know which one I'm going with yet, whichever one's the easiest, I guess. But, yeah. We have a lot of good people out there, and then too, I just started getting busy with our label as well. So Ricky Combs has decided to step up and come on our label. We'll be working with him on promotion. So that's cool. So without further ado, let me bring on my singer-songwriter for tonight. That's what we call ourselves, I guess. Robbie Ducey, how's it going? And thank you for calling in and coming on tonight.
Hey, Paige, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I know we were talking earlier. I know I pulled an all-nighter 4 o'clock this morning deal. I'm
yeah.
feeling, I am feeling it right about now.
I tell you, when you're in this, anything to do with this kind of business, those all-nighters are easy to do, especially in the studio mixing or whatever, and what you do. All-nighters sneak up on you real quick.
I was expecting to be done. I looked at the clock. Yeah, I looked at the clock. It was like 1 or 2 o'clock, right?
Right.
Well, and the last time I looked, it was like way after 3 a.m. I'm like, okay. Whatever, right?
Well, you know how that goes, Paige. That's pretty much how everything goes.
Oh, Manny, that's right. That's right.
For everybody.
But it's all good. It's all good. You know what?
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate everybody out there who is out there helping us and sharing our music and listening to our music and sharing the Paige Roberts Show. I have those out there that really do, you know, take it upon themselves to take a few minutes and share our post. So I do want to thank you for doing that, right?
Oh, everybody. I want to thank you, too, from myself and on behalf of every independent artist, songwriter, band out there. The world needs more people like you that's helping get the word out and giving a platform to independent artists all over the place to be seen and heard that might otherwise not happen, you know.
Well, I appreciate that, Robbie. You know, I have been here now since all together for about 6 years, maybe more than that, but I've been on the Paige Roberts Show, I think, about 3 or 4. It's a lot of work. Well, for either end, it's a lot of work, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So,
there's nothing easy anymore, that's for sure. Especially when it's
a
labor of love, that makes it easier, though.
Yes, it does. Well, and putting something together is one thing, but the next thing is pulling it off and getting your fans and going to shows and things like that. That, to me, has seemed to be the Well, it's just hard. That part right there is hard. And the past few weeks, and even doing booking, I'm like, come on, y'all. Do you know or not know, right?
Mm-hmm.
that's hard. You know, and I hate pushing somebody, but I'm like, I know where you can fit that schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I got stuff. I'm waiting on you so I can add somebody else. Like I said, it's all good. But now, Robbie's a guest of order, right? Now, do you want to start out by telling our listeners about yourself? Let's give out our call-in number, 646-668-8941. You can call in and listen, or you can call in and ask a question. Tell our listeners about yourself. You can go. What?
Well, I got my first guitar for Christmas when I was a wee lad of about 12 years old. I was living in Alabama at the time, and, of course, the Beatles were happening, and I was particularly paying attention to how all the girls in the Catholic school I was going to at the time were, like, going nuts over the Beatles. And I went, well, there might be something to this music thing. Maybe I better learn how to play guitar. So, anyway, that was my first foray into it. But I guess it was 1964, 65, my family moved to Augusta. And shortly after I moved here, some guys up the street in the neighborhood I moved in happened to have instruments, and we got a band. Of course, I quickly after that discovered James Brown with Augusta being his hometown, and that changed my life. I mean, I know my parents must have hated every day afternoon when I come home from school. I used to wear out the Live at the Apollo album just as loud as I could possibly get away with it, you know. But anyway, from there, I just started playing in bands when I was in high school and did the rock and roll circuit for a while and, you know, mostly cover bands and throughout my career. I was lucky enough to be with good musicians over all these times and good bands that were able to work and get work and, you know, make a go at it. And about the mid-90s, I decided, well, it's either time to make a stay at it or you're in your early 40s at the time. And I'm going, you can only play cover music for so long. So I'd been writing a little bit and kind of knew the direction I wanted to go in. So I started doing it, started playing some of it on live shows and started going over. And then my good friend and partner, my producer, also bass player, Steve Brantley, he had just moved back from Nashville where he'd been up there for a number of years working with a lot of big artists. And we got hooked up and started working on this thing more serious. And we put our first CD out as a Robbie Ducey band called Edge of Reality in 1996. Boy, that's a while ago since we did the first CD. Wow.
Awesome. Yeah, when you sit and think about it, right?
Yeah, that's a lot of years, you know, doing what we've done. And anyway, we took a leap of faith, and it worked out. We got a break one time. We were in Charleston playing. There used to be a really great radio station down there called the Breeze Radio Network, and they specialize in beach boogie and blues. And we were down there on a weekend gig one time and just had our first CD out. And the guy's name was Easy on the radio. And he was out broadcasting that Saturday afternoon, and we were bored sitting in a motel room. So we said, let's jump in the truck and ride down to the radio station and go introduce ourselves and take a CD. So we did, and met the guy. He was very polite, had a great conversation. And on our way back to the motel room, he's playing a cut off of our CD and talking about the band. And well, that just took off from there. We had started getting airplay up and down the East Coast and a lot of blues radio networks that were still happening back in the day. And, man, just the number of jobs, we just were gone all the time playing. And did our second CD, I think, in like 2003, and then did a live one in 2005, and I think we did the fourth one, AC Ducey, in around 2007, and then the fifth one was Judgment Day. We did in 2010, and then after a five-year hiatus, we got the band back together this past year and decided we had a little bit left to say before we got too old to say anything else or anybody wanted to listen anymore. And so we're back playing, and we're working for just about to finish up tracks for a brand new CD, which we hope to have finished up within the next, say, 60 days maybe. So we're excited about that, and back out playing again.
Awesome. You know, I never realized that Georgia had a lot of great singer-songwriters out here, but we have a lot of great
Georgia
artists.
Is loaded with them. Georgia is loaded with them. If you ever do a search on that, some of the greatest singer-songwriters in the history of the business are Georgia people. And just, I mean, going back to in the 30s and 40s was Eddie Mercer in Savannah, and a lot of hits he had, and just Otis Redding, you know, in the 60s, and of course the Allman Brothers, and I mean, I can go on and on. There's just so Little Richard and all of just so many killer people that call Georgia home. We must be something in the water, maybe.
It must be, and you know, it seems like Savannah is kind of like the go-to, the right there for people to gravitate to, and to Atlanta. Well, and to Athens too, you know. But, So, and, you know, when I got into radio, which I've had a love of music, you know, about like y'all have too, and it's just like, you never sit down and really realize and think about all the great music that's out there. So, I think I'm lucky when I have a lot of people sending me their music, right?
Oh, that was great. I just get to hear new music all the time.
All the time. Even before it comes out, right, Robbie?
That's correct.
Yep. And now, me taking on this label deal, too, it's going to be interesting as well. So we'll see.
Yes. So you're just getting your label off the ground, I take it, right?
It is. I was like, I wanted Intercom Radio Network to be more than just Intercom Radio Network.
Sure.
That was my vision. And I was like, we need to be, like, helping people, too. And so I was, you know, I'm... That's it. It is.
Yeah.
And, well, I'm indie as well, so, you know, and there's just a lot of us out there, indie artists, so.
There are, and everybody needs to stick together and work together and learn to strengthen community. And I think there's more of that going on nowadays, too, as business has turned to swing that way in the last decade or two. Mm-hmm. The indie thing is growing more and more, and now there's more outlets for indie artists to get to their, you know, their fans, their friends, their family, everybody out there. And I can't tell you how just over the – when we were really hitting it a few years back, about the second, third CD, and we got – that was in the early days, say the mid, late 90s, of the stuff on the internet really starting to happen. We got so much airplay on internet radio broadcasts from overseas. I mean, I'd get an email from a radio jock saying, oh, your song so-and-so was number one this week in New Zealand or Bulgaria or whatever. I'm like, oh, wow, great, let's do a tour. You know, but anyway, you couldn't reach people like that before like you can since the age of that. It's gotten better.
Yes, it has. Well, and we talk a lot, too, on this show, you know, how it was then versus how it is now and having to do radio and doing music, you know. I mean, things have really changed just back then.
Oh, yeah.
It's just amazing how much, you know. I know we were talking about vinyl not long ago and how much it has changed from that industry to the digital industry. It's a lot to learn on computers and stuff. Wow.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'm still playing catch up after we kind of went into a little semi-retirement for about 5 years and then coming out last year. I'm still thinking in the modes of, yeah, we got to put out and press as many CDs. And then, of course, now I'm being corrected by the people around me going, no, that's not what people do anymore, Rob. They now download stuff digitally. I'm going, okay, well, I'll catch up eventually anyway.
That's right. Well, if you're in any kind of music nowadays, you just about have to know the computer or the internet.
Right.
And if you don't, that would be my next thing that I suggest to singer-songwriters is to get to know how to do, especially social media, because that's where it's at.
Yeah, we had a big conversation a couple of weeks ago as we're getting ready to wrap up this new CD about how things have changed and about what you just mentioned. The social media deal plays such a big part in any artist getting out what he's doing to the people out there. And the fact that people want to hear about everything, you know, whether you just added a new piece of gear into your rig or what you're doing on your CD or, you know, if you're rehearsing and working on this part, whatever, I'm catching myself up realizing, okay, that's what people want to see and hear about. Put it out there and let them know about it. So I guess you can teach an old dog new tricks. I'm trying.
Yes, you can. People are so intimidated by the digital technology. Y'all, it's not that hard, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
And anything and everything you want to know and learn is, all you have to do is Google and YouTube. Hello.
Yeah, they've got it for you right there. Instant gratification, instant knowledge, anything you want.
At your fingertips.
And it's on the internet, so it's got to be true, right? I'm just kidding.
All right. We're not going to say that, Rob.
I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. But, it's just amazing. But that is people, it has amazed me that when I talk to singer-songwriters out on social media, that they don't really know a whole lot about the internet or the digital process or things like that goes along with what they're doing. I'm like, you have to know it.
Yep.
Well, and then there's the thing where you can hire somebody to do it for you, but I'd like to know things, right?
Yeah, I've always believed having your hand on it. And like you said, just as important as writing the song or getting it together and all that is the social media side of it now to promote what you're doing, you know. So you're right. They kind of go hand in hand anymore. You know, if you're really serious about it, going to try to make some noise, you got to know about that stuff.
Yes, you do. Well, and even going down to a studio, what do you tell the producer down there? How do you want this? And, well, they may know, but then you get those producers that don't. So you have to watch out for that, too.
Absolutely.
And that's another thing, you know, you do have to be careful because I know there's a lot of singer-songwriters that's kind of iffy now about getting into people that manage and things like that because they have been burned. So
sure.
How do you trust
them? And then sometimes if you do your homework, sometimes those people are necessary, though, if you know if you're ready to take the next step and you find the right guy and he's working for you. But you're right. There's a lot of shady ones out there that people have been burned by in the past. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I think my best thing that I have had, I haven't ran into those people. But I have fixed my circle, and I tell people, you meet people through other people anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if they have people that they have used and they trust, that's the routes I go.
Right.
With somebody just stepping in head first and not really knowing the business and not really knowing the people, they are the ones that are probably going to be susceptible to people.
Yep, taking advantage of them.
Take advantage of them, yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, and who to trust. But I'm not like that. I'm straight up and, you know, I like to have a personal, and when I mean personal relationships with my artists, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know what that means. I don't know how to explain
it. I think that's the way it ought to be. I think artists ought to be that way with one another. They ought to be that way with their fans and their friends and their public. Very accessible and gettable, because that's just the way of the world these days, you know.
It is. Well, there's too many people out there that don't, and I say this lightly, but there are, and I'm talking about being supportive of other people, but then there are people out there on that spectrum too that are in it for all the wrong reasons. And I just had this happen to me the past few months, and I don't like being, and I'm not really the bad guy, but I hate being, what's the word I'm trying to find? Anyway, I'm friends with everybody. I guess that's what it is, and I just don't like to be on the opposite end, I guess.
Right.
But there are people out there that you can't. So.
Yeah. That's true. Those are the ones you just avoid.
Yes. Yes. Well, it's one thing. It has taken me a long time to get to where I'm sitting at. And I do like helping people, but now when there are people that will take advantage of you on that end, you know, and I guess I just don't know how to take it. But that'll be another whole show.
That's right.
That's right. Now, I know we played one of your songs in the beginning. I think that was the song I used to promote your music.
That was Trouble.
Also.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That was a good song. Do you want to talk about that song?
Yeah, that was we love Texas shuffles in this band. We love just grooves, period. That's kind of how this band operates, is grooves, and you pound it relentlessly into the people's head as you're delivering your message. But anyway, that's kind of our basic approach. Well, that song one day, I was literally having a cup of coffee one morning and was sitting out there, and literally I was just looking up, and I was observing everything, and I went, oh, I think I hear something here. So anyway, the Trouble came about, you know, just sitting back watching this world go by and not a care in the world, and don't mess with that groove, you know, there's going to be trouble.
That's the truth, isn't it?
That is.
Now, have you played in Athens yet?
I played in Athens over the years a number of times. I think the last time I played in Athens, it's probably been, I'm going to guess, maybe 8-9 years ago, and we played at a place, I'm going to think it's out on, kind of going outside of town, it has the roll-up, like, garage door. Is that the Foundry or something like that?
Yes, that's found it. That's like downtown.
They're kind of stuck
in a corner downtown.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, off to that little road there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's the last time I played in Athens was there, and that's probably been about 7 or 8 years ago.
They're still going, Foundry is.
That's what I heard, yeah.
Well, that's one of your earlier bands, the 40 Watt and the Rooftop.
Oh, yeah, I remember the 40 Watt Club. Mm-hmm.
And the Georgia Theater is one of your more well-known, bigger venues out this way. But
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of smaller ones like the coffee shop, Tender Shop.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we have a few around here. We have been trying to get out there and going to the venues, you know, and getting to know the venues as well.
Right.
Because if people don't know about them, you know, the major ones they do, you know, but.
Any of them that
like
promote live music, they need to be supported. That's the way I think about it. Any of them that are supporting live music, they need to be supported in that effort. You know?
That's right. That's right. Now, we have been having discussions on this show, too. Now, it should not be left up all to the singer-songwriter. Now, you venues need to help us out, too.
That's right.
And you have a network. You know, I'm here, and I have reached out to several people. I'm like, come on and talk about your venue, or do me an MP3 or something I can play, you know, so people can
know. Yeah, that would be good. Yeah.
Who our venues are. So, yeah. But, you know, they won't reach out. I mean, I don't know what it is, you know. Do you?
I don't know. Other than you gotta advertise, no matter who you are or what you're doing, to get the word out. You know, one way or another.
Yeah. Even the venues. I mean, it's nice and fine and good to bring singer songwriter fans in there, but when they go, who is coming next? You know.
That's right.
Each concert or each show you have.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard we were getting a new amphitheater here in Athens.
Oh, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where about. Reach out to Finley, my manager, had to mention something about it. I have to pull it up and see what I read on it. I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, boy, but the traffic. It's already crazy. But all right then. Yeah, more music.
One of my favorite gigs we would do over the years, we would play this thing called the Reedy River Concert Series, which is in downtown Greenville, South Carolina. And they have an amphitheater right there behind the Peace Center. It looks over the Reedy River right there. And every Wednesday during the spring and summer, they'll have an artist band that's traveling around, got CDs out, different kind of bands, different genres. But they'll have people will bring picnic baskets and blankets or folding chairs, and they'll be from 9 years old to 90 years old, and they'll have 1,500 people, you know, under the stars. Have just Greenville's such a cool town about, you know, having stuff going on like that, you know, and it's free to the general public.
Wow.
You know, to come and hear the thing. That's great, and you know, promoting live music at the same time.
Yes, it is. I'll be anxious see how that takes off. I'm going to see if I can't find if they already have that out there, then it's probably in the paper. So I'm going to look and see if I can find it, if it's in an article. That would be cool.
That would be
maybe
cool if they had something going like that in Athens, yeah.
So I know Atlanta has a lot of nice venues out there with them. You know, I know one of them is the Masquerade. Have you done that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Years ago. That's been there forever.
Oh, no. Somebody told me it closed up.
They may have.
Who was that?
I know it was there for way back when.
I remember because she had done a song about it. Yes, she did. Who was it? It was. I'll tell you in a minute. Not Nikki Chris. Anyway, but yeah, she had wrote a song about it. I said I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So what are your plans now?
Well, we're finishing up tracks for this new CD. We're getting down to the mixing stages now, and we'll get that finished out and get that going here in the next 60 days. And we're booking dates here and there, you know, as we finish that up, and just rehearsing, getting the act back together, because we added a keyboard player this past year that hadn't been out on the road with me before. So we've been spending time doing that, and just getting everything back together, getting the act back together like it used to be, as well as getting this recording finished up. And we've been playing some things, but we're going to start stepping it up a little bit more now that we're wrapping this thing up finally. Yeah.
And that's a long process, too.
It is. We started about a year ago, and just between some starting and stopping for one thing or another and different things going on, we finally are finishing up the tracks. And we basically finished all the tracks, I think, except for one keyboard track, but we're already in the mixing process, got two of them just about finished. So anyway, we're honing in, and just as soon as you get finished with that one, then all of a sudden, bing, it goes off. You go, oh, here's another song we need to get recorded. But that's a good thing, though.
Well, yeah, at least you have some waiting in a file somewhere to be put together with another EP or album or CD or what do
yep.
we call them nowadays.
Absolutely, yeah, whatever they call them nowadays, right.
It's just a preference, I guess, whatever they say. Some say CD, some say EP, the LP, the album.
Right.
So, there again, right. I had to learn all that, too. No, I built this show up from the ground up, and so I've had to learn everything. I was co-host before I was a host. You got to crawl before you walk, right?
Yeah, nothing like learning on the job either. You don't forget that way.
No, you don't. I tell you what. Well, I wasn't never sitting in the host seat, so the host that I was co-hosting for did all that, so all I did was talk. But when I got into it, it was like, wow. But I tell people, if you ever want to hear something, go and find my very first show I ever did on this network right here.
Yeah.
That's it. We need a blooper. Boy. That was a long time ago. So it's still out there.
It's kind of like songwriting. You start off writing, and you like stuff, and you feel good about it, then as you get, you know, keep practicing your craft and growing years and experiences, you write more, and then you write some more, and then one day you look back and you listen to stuff and go, sometimes you go, oh, that was pretty good. That was a good song. Then other times you listen back and you kind of go, geez, what was I thinking, you know? So anyway, but I think everybody gets it. It's a growing process, you know?
Yes, it is. Wow. And I think I finally found my niche. Whichever, tomato, tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and it's working. I never thought I would be in radio either, but I had worked for UGA. I worked for UGA for nearly 20 years, and so, yep, I'm out from there, and this guy fell in my lap, so that's the way it goes, too.
Absolutely.
Just when you think. Well, let's play another song, Rob. What do you want to play next? What do I have of yours?
What you
Never
got?
Give Up. I have Never Give Up. I have Lay the Hammer Down.
Do Lay the Hammer Down.
All right. You want to talk about that song?
Yeah, that was an interesting song. I'd had this riff and this chord change I've been working on, and this is going back several years back. One day we're getting ready to have rehearsal, and myself and my partner Steve We were waiting on Mike Brigham, who was our drummer at the time, to get in. He was still working a part-time construction job at the time, and he came in from a particularly hard day that day. Hands all messed up, and he banged them up, whatever. And we get ready to rehearse. He comes in and crawls in on his drums, and he's taking all his stuff off, and he's looking at his hands. He goes, you know, one of these days I'm going to have to lay the hammer down. And that was one of those ding moments that went off. And Steve and I looked at each other, and we went to town with that song, and that's where Lay the Hammer came down from.
Awesome. Well, why don't we play this, and you hang on the line, and we'll come right back.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go.
Change. compromises that we make. Surely someday won't matter. I don't know how much more I can take. I've had my share of bad luck and never wore a frown. I know this time I'm going to lay the hammer down. Gonna lay the hammer down. Gonna lay the hammer down. Gonna lay the hammer down.
You are listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network. We are broadcasting live off of Blog Talk Radio. Our call-in number is 646-668-8941. You can call in and listen, or you can call in and ask a question. We have a few on the line. I'll take callers here in a minute. Let's give a shout-out to Phil Crennis, WAAK947SBM. He is Ringgold, Georgia. He is the host of the Black Dog Morning Show. He's changed it up now. Now he's indie. He has changed it to indie Black Dog Radio Show, I think, something like that. But we support each other. We share each other's. That's what it should be about, y'all. And support and sharing information and sharing your music and listening to your music. I'm always out there preaching to the choir, right? And trying to bring people in and getting them on the same page, right? Pun intended there, I guess. I got it all the time. Let's see who else. Oh, we have some of your, you have a lot of followers out there too, Rob. Let's see. People that have been sharing our links for tonight. Rita Kinsey, thank you for sharing. Yep, she was sharing your links and things, so we appreciate it. So I try to give shout outs, Rob, you know, when I can. if I can think of it, I have to write them down in order for me to remember. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 still on the line right now. So, that's good. Do you want to give a shout out?
No, I'm just shout out to everybody that's has supported us over the years, has come to shows and buys a CD and has nice mm-hmm. things to say about it. I'll give a shout out to everybody that's ever done that because. You know, it's like everybody says it, but it's true. Without people supporting you, it doesn't mean a thing. And so I never take that for granted, and neither does anybody else in the band. We appreciate everybody out there that appreciates what we do. I mean, much love. That's all I can tell you.
That's it. And like I said, that was another thing that it was hard It has taken me literally, I think, 2 years to get right here where I'm at with all of you out there. I started changing. That's when I said I started changing my circle, and just slowly, and here we are. I mean, that's all because of y'all. You know, I know I'm on this end, but it takes you out there too that helps support all of us.
Absolutely. It is a village.
Yes, sir, it is. Now, are you playing anywhere coming up, Rob?
The studio work, and I think our next show we have coming up is Friday, May 24th. We'll be up in the Maryville, Tennessee area. I believe the place is called the Addle Ant. A good friend of ours, Mark Bracken, knows that. We used to play a blues club he had up there some years back. Really good music community up that way. It's just outside of Knoxville. Real music enthusiasts that people love live music up there. So that's the next date for real we've got on the books. That's coming up in May. And there's some other stuff being looked at right now, but that's the only one that's firm right now that I know about.
Awesome. Then do you pick an opener to open your show?
It just depends on what gig and where it's at. Now, that one, it'll just be us that night at his place there in Tennessee when we do that one. We have another show coming up in August. It's going to be a big thing at the Miller Theater here in Augusta. More announcements going to come out of that in the near future here. But we'll probably have an opener for us on that. All the details are still being worked out on that. But it's going to be a night with us and a bunch of selected well-known guest musicians from around this town and outlying area, and we're going to be playing some Robbie Ducey Band music and featuring that as well as the stuff off the new CD. So that's coming up in August on the 3rd, I believe, but more announcements coming about that later.
Awesome. Well, have you ever thought about opening for somebody?
Oh, we've done that a bunch over the years. I've opened over the years, and I've been lucky. Some of the bands I've played in, I've opened for people like Bob Seger, Atlanta Rhythm Section, Mother's Finest,
awesome.
Kenny Neal. My mind's drawing a blank, but there's so many of them. it's been fun. I'm telling you, it was great. Leslie West and Mountain opened a gig for them one time.
Uh-huh.
Marshall Tucker opened a couple of shows for them over the years. Yeah, a bunch of them. It's been that's always fun. It's playing on a big gig and open for those guys. That's always fun.
Iconic. Moses had a show out here at the Foundry about a week or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
Moses Mo and the Real Cool Band now.
Very cool.
Yep. So the studio where I do my shows, they're in and out of there sometimes. So
right.
Yeah, that's cool. I think we're celebrities when we hook up with our iconic musicians like they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but,
it's always fun.
Mm-hmm, it is. But y'all, I've been trying to get Moses Mo on my show forever. Eventually, I'm going to get it. I've been sharing, I know when he was out at Vegas Studio, I've been trying to tell my producer out there when we do shows, I said, all he has to do is sit a little birdie in his ear.
Yep.
That's how you do things. But, you know, I had a post out there on Facebook not too long ago, this week actually, or the other day sometime, and what people are doing to, this is the awful goddess thing. And getting your business up is building your fan base.
Oh, yeah. That's very important, building the fan base. You're right.
Yeah. But, and the thing is, how do you get people in to bring them to your shows? That is the question.
Well, so, I'll tell you what. That's the $100,000 question anymore, because in this day and time for some years now, people can get such instant gratification by going on the internet and seeing whatever video or basically getting whatever music they can listen to or whatever. So it's become where it's not such a thing to go out and see live entertainment like it used to be. I was telling my wife about 2 years ago we were going somewhere, and I was going, you know, I was lucky to come up when I did and be able to pretty much make a living all most of my life in the music business, because nowadays I don't see how guys in a band, how you could do it, because it's just, it's changed so much just the way it is anymore. It's just a lot tougher out there than it used to be.
It is. It is. I guess you need to try to find the connection to the people holding their phones, but I don't want to, I don't want to bring them into that, to that, what's the word? Anyway, I don't want to bring them to that solely. I want to get them out. People are saying, well, go live with your shows, but and just give them a little bit, but then, well, that, I guess that might work, but still.
Yeah, you have to find a balance between them.
Yeah, we'll have to just see, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that might not be a way to change that.
That's true.
So, and somebody would really have to come up with something. Let's take a caller. I only have time for like a couple of callers.
Okay.
Let's see who's
that'd be great.
On the first line, they've been sitting here a minute.
Let's take one.
Caller, you're on the line. Who do I have on the line with me? You want to say anything to Rob?
Who are you talking to me?
I am talking to you.
Yeah.
You're on there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you have anything you want to...
Go ahead. Oh, yeah. My wife went out and called Robbie Juicy Band up there at Lake Oconee. Look here. Her and all of her girlfriends. There's about 12 of them. Look here. They come back talking about that beautiful keyboard player. That guy was so handsome and so talented. You know, wow, I said, really, I was mad as the devil. What's going on here?
Hey, Buzz, is that you?
I was going to get that guy
that
in there calling me.
That is that handsome devil keyboard player on the line.
I just want to say hello.
Man, Buzz, I'm glad you called in. Buzz Clifford, he's the newest member of the group, y'all, and... really some cool stuff on this new CD that he's doing some keyboard work-wise, so I can't wait for everybody to hear it. But, yeah, that rumor was that handsome stud keyboard player.
Wait till
the it's
not talent. It's longevity.
That's right.
Right. That's a good word.
Anyway, awesome. Let's get the other callers.
All right, guys. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Yeah,
my
pleasure. Appreciate you calling in.
All right.
Let's see who we got next. Call on the line. Who do I have on the line with me? You're on the air.
Good evening, Robbie and Paige. How are you tonight?
All right. How about yourself? What's your name? Tell us your name.
Doug Vickers, and I'm calling you from lovely Hilton Head, South Carolina tonight.
All right. I mean, it's been a nice day there.
It has been absolutely beautiful. I've been with my grandkids, and it's so good to hear Robbie and all that's going on with him and the band today. They've got an exciting next few months, I think.
Bye, Doug. I appreciate that. Good to hear from you, my brother. This is one of my really, you hear the term thrown around loosely, but really a brother from a literally another mother. Doug and I have known each other for a long time. Doug is a great player himself as well as a sound guy. Doug for years was out on the road with James Brown doing sound with him and traveled all over. So Doug and I have a connection that goes way, way back, and lots of cool stories over the years that we could tell, but some of them probably not on the air.
I think some of them would fail to meet the guy that cuts the lights off.
Mine
had
the market rate star, huh?
Yeah, We played lots of shows together, worked together. Robbie was kind enough to help with when I toured with Mr. Brown, was kind enough to help us when they renamed one of the main thoroughfares there in Augusta, Georgia, the James Brown Boulevard. Robbie was the headliner playing for Mr. Brown, and I'm telling you, he thoroughly enjoyed the whole day.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was a great day, Doug. That was a great day. That was a great show. That was back in the early mid '90s, wasn't it?
It sure was. It was about 94, Robbie, and I think Dorian Task was mixing front of house for us that day.
Yeah, that was the day they gave Mr. Brown the keys to the city, and they dedicated James Brown Boulevard, and they had the road blocked off. There was literally 5,000 people out there that day, and he got the key to the city, and Mr. Brown's older mom was there, and we kicked off the show, and it was a great day.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's a great memory. But we had a lot since then. We've done some good shows together, and I'm looking forward in my retirement to you and the guys getting down here to Hilton Head and making me work a little bit again.
That would be great. I'd love that, Doug.
Our experience together has been a lot of fun, Paige, over the years.
I bet. I feel like I've been a fly on the wall or part of that concert down there with James Brown.
I think you'd have a good time any time you were around, Mr. Brown. He really put on a heck of a show, and Robbie does too. Some of his new material is off the hook, Paige. We are so excited to have the new material.
Well, I tell you what, we don't have like an regular radio show per se playing music, but once I get this network moved over, I think I'm gonna have to come up with something where I can play the music that y'all send me. Wow.
Oh, that would be awesome. That would really be good.
Yes.
Y'all wouldn't believe how many MP3s I have. I think I'm gonna have to get another computer just to hold all the MP3s I get, right?
Well, we're gonna have to find an excuse to get you and Robbie down to Hilton Head so we can enjoy the music one evening.
Well, if you let Intercom Radio Network come in MC, we might do. Right, Rob?
You bet. We'll
all
have
right.
to work on that. We'll have
yeah.
to work on that.
We'll be glad to.
Robbie and I were laughing earlier in the last few days about some of the things we did. I mean, we played in some really cool gigs and some really fun things with Mr. Brown and other artists, and we got to work together. But we also got to play together when we were younger guys in different bands, or I'd get bored and decide to pick up a guitar and amp and cruise on over to where Robbie and the guys were playing one night and just sit there. And I would do that probably a couple of times a month just to clear my head.
Right. Right. I don't know that
either. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
I think Ashes has probably calmed down a little bit. Going to shows and things like that. I mean, maybe our era, I guess, they're just slowing down and having families and things. You can take a family to a show, too, y'all.
Absolutely, you can.
Right? Take your kids and go to a show. Take the whole family.
Well, that's what I like about those festival-type things when we do those, like I was telling you about the one in Greenville, the amphitheater. Because those shows, your audience will be literally from 9-year-old to 90-year-old, so you get to see a lot broader crowd than you might would just in a club all the time.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, it's a family event.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody ever needs us for anything like that, y'all know where we're at.
There you go.
I think I'm just like Robbie. We play every day. We still play, and I'm not going to tell you how old I am. I know how old Robbie is, but we got a few miles on us, and I can assure you that it's still one of the loves of our life.
Well, what do you say to those singer-songwriters out there that say there isn't anywhere to play or anything like that? It's hard to get out there and bust your butt and getting out there and getting gigs and things like that, but it ain't going to come to you sitting there on the couch, is it?
No, that's right. I'm professionally retired right now, Paige, and I can tell you I just played Saturday night for about 40 people at a friend of mine's house in Hilton Head, and we absolutely had a wonderful crowd, a wonderful time, and five old buzzards just enjoyed and kicked back and played a lot of fun music.
Awesome. Well,
now, Doug, you didn't share the rest of that statement that you told me earlier when I talked to you. You didn't finish that statement about that. Is he had a fun time playing and all that, but after moving the equipment and everything else, you said, I don't care if I touch it for a few months now yet.
Well, that's true. I got tired of out of my vehicle and putting them on the back of a golf cart to move it. I'm over 20 now, and I have no – my favorite gigs are the ones where I only take a briefcase.
You know, that's funny, Doug, how they go hand in hand. As we get older, we love playing more and more as we can, but at the same time, we hate the side of it that means moving and setting up equipment. Boy, if that could be set up by itself, we'd have something going on, wouldn't it?
That was one of my favorite moments in my whole life was when I had my business card printed that said James Brown, and it said technical director, which meant I didn't have to take anything but a briefcase and a smile around the world.
Awesome. Gone are the days, right?
Wow. Yep.
But not forgotten, but not forgotten.
That's it. It's not. I might have time for one more caller.
Take care, Robbie and Paige. Godspeed.
Thanks,
right,
Doug.
Thank
Thanks for calling. Good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy.
We appreciate it.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, buzzer slow. I think I'm going to take it. Hold up with me. Myself.
Let's see.
She's drunk.
You're on the line. Who do I have on the line with me? Okay.
Maybe they cleared it out.
Yeah.
Hey, Paige, I think I heard you say a while ago that one of the songs you had was Never Give Up. That's one that we just finished up. It's going to be on the new CD. Nobody's ever heard that before, so we could do like a world debut premiere. Never Give Up.
Let's see. Is that the only one I have left? Yeah, that's the only one I have left. Well, I know it's down. We have like 5 minutes. Do you have anything that you would like to say to your people out there listening?
Just again, thanks everybody for your support and your friendship and our coming to see shows and buying the music and supporting us over the years and talking about it, you know. And if you are interested in getting the Robbie Ducey Band to come and play some shows for you or whatever, you can hit us on Facebook. It's Robbie Ducey Band or my regular thing or the RobbieDuceyBand.com. And look out for the new CD. We hopefully have it out in the next 60 days maybe. And, man, I'll get one to you, Paige, and hopefully you get this other network set up. You'll be able to do what we're talking about, interview them and play their music. Wow, that'd be great.
Yes, we can. And like I said, you know how to get in touch with me now. So,
We hooked up,
and we are Actors Atlanta, y'all, and surrounding. We are internationally known as well, so we have people all over the world on this show. I think that's kind of cool.
It is very cool.
Yep. Spain, Sweden, Europe, Italy. We've had Africa on here before too. And then also Pakistan. Is one of the ones we have, and that's Imran Amin. He's out there on Facebook as well. He's on our show.
Right.
Done awards. He's got an award coming up too. And that's with the International Singer-Songwriters. I know you heard that at the beginning, Rob, the International Singer-Songwriters Association.
I did. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if you were a part of that or not, but that's a good group to get into. They are internationally known as well. They're out of Dawsonville, Georgia. That's Tammany Dove. And we have been, our radio station has been nominated for Radio Station of the Year this year. So that'll be starting
awesome.
Up. Yeah, we're excited. That'll be starting up here in a few days. So y'all be looking out for that. We're going to need y'all's vote. So stand by votes.
Absolutely. You got it.
Yep. So we got our fingers crossed. They're having their awards show in August, I think it is. But it won't be long. I know it's just April, but my gosh, time is flying on by.
It does, I'm telling you.
It sure does. Do you want to talk about your next song, and then we'll play it going out, Rob?
All right, this next song is called Never Give Up. It's kind of a positive message song about, you know, go after what you, if you got a dream, go after it, and even though you might get smacked down a couple times, get back up. That's just part of life, and roll on with it. And this will be off the new CD that will be out in the next 60 days. This is the first one finished from it, so it's the first time anybody's ever heard it. I hope everybody loves it, and hope to see everybody soon. And Never Give Up, that's the name of the song.
It is what it is, right?
That's exactly.
Well, I want to thank you again for calling in tonight and talking to us about your music. Maybe when you get through with your EP, and I'll be moved to my other network. We'll be going live, you know, like Facebook Live, but I don't know that I'm going to use Facebook as our network, not after
right.
that little mishap the other day. Shut down. But anyway, I do want to thank you for calling in. When will I be back? Oh, I said Monday, wasn't it? So, yeah, we appreciate it, Rob.
Well, thanks for having us, Paige. We enjoyed it coming on and talking to you. And thanks again for everything you do for independent musicians everywhere.
Well,
and
we appreciate
never
it.
Never give up.
That's it. Never give up, y'all. We will be back here Monday, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's go out. We'll never give up. Bye, y'all. Thank you again.
Bye-bye.
You can do what you want.
y'all, this is Danny Kinsey, and you're listening to the Paige Roberts Show on Intercom Radio Network.